What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled The Alpha Female Lifestyle That All Women Want. So, I'm out here on the I-4 between Orlando and Tampa, and my truck broke down. So, yeah, I'm waiting for the mechanic to come out. This is a old Volvo truck. It's a Volvo D13. I think it was 2016 or something. It has close to 900,000 miles on it. So the company I work for, guys, when you start as a new driver like myself, they give you piece of shit trucks, because in case you damage it, which I already did, by the way, they don't care. So I kind of see what where they're coming from by giving us pieces of shit truck, but also at the same time, a truck that's reaching 1 million miles, eventually it will break down. So the issue here, guys, is that the transmission went bad. Now the codes are saying it's the actuator. So hopefully the transmission itself did not go bad. We're just hoping that the actuator itself, which is the link between the pedal and the transmission, we're hoping that went bad, because, you know, that's I don't want to say it's an easy fix, but having the transmission go bad, that means they have to tow this truck off of the I-4. I'm not gonna pay for anything, but, you know, if the wheels ain't turning, I ain't earning. So obviously it's in my best interest to go back to driving this truck. So if it's like the transmission went bad and I have to wait until they fix the transmission or get a new transmission, I can be 2 or 3 days without an income. So I did have a load that I was supposed to deliver today. Obviously that's not gonna happen, so I'm probably out on $300 right there, but it is what it is, guys. At least I can make a video for you guys. So I've been meaning to make this video, I just didn't have the time. Well, I guess I have the time now, and this is why I'm not making that many video, guys, because I'm constantly on the road, I'm constantly driving. Because again, that's how you make money and you keep things like MGTOW TV operating. Speaking of MGTOW TV, the Grabber, which clones videos from Rumble and YouTube, we had an issue with that a month ago where YouTube and Rumble changed their API. We got Rumble working again. We can get YouTube working again. But it's taken a little bit longer than I thought, because, you know, it's YouTube, so go figure. So hopefully we get YouTube back working in the next couple of days, God willing. Tonight, I'll probably have a lot of time. Assume if this truck really did break down and I have to spend a couple of nights, I guess I will have time to work on MGTOW TV, get Grabber back working with YouTube. Anyways, let's get into the video. The reason why I'm looking in the mirror, guys, is because the mechanic said he's gonna be here by 4 o'clock. It's like 3:30 right now. So the minute he's here, I'm gonna obviously shut off the camera. Anyways, let's get into this video, guys. The alpha female lifestyle that all women yearn to have. So if you guys remember a couple of years ago during COVID when I went to Cancun, I went to a Irish or a British pub in Cancun, and there was this exotic looking woman. She was half white, half Australian. I'm sorry, she was half white, half Indian, and she was Australian. Bitch was kind of tall, she was almost my height. Exotic looking, had a little bit of a curry flavor to her. Not that I tasted the bitch, and I definitely wouldn't want to. So she was there, and she had this beta male cuck boyfriend. And apparently how she made her money to travel all over the world is that she had a OnlyFans account, and she told me she makes about $10,000 a month. And her thing was, she would travel all over the world, find hot-looking guys like myself, obviously, and she would have sex with them on camera. Obviously, her beta male cuck boyfriend would, you know, film the whole thing, and she'd put it up on the OnlyFans, and that's how she would make $10,000 a month. She asked if I can be in her video. I said, hell to the no. So today, guys, we're gonna be talking. I'm just thinking, man. What happened? Is that the mechanic right there? I think that's the mechanic. There's a car that stopped right in front of me, but it looks like a blue regular car. I don't think that's a mechanic. I mean, why would the mechanic be driving in a blue regular car? I don't want to cut this video short or anything, so if he gives me a call or if he steps out of the car and comes my way, obviously I'm gonna know that's him. I don't know. Nobody's calling, nobody has stepped out or anything, so I'm just gonna assume it's a regular car that stopped in front of me for some other reason. I assume if you're a mobile mechanic, you wouldn't be driving in a freaking regular blue people SUV. It's like a mini SUV. You'd be probably driving in a pickup truck or something that says mobile mechanic on it, not obviously a mini SUV. I think they're taking off. Okay, they probably stopped here for some other reason. All right, let's get back into this video. So I was just thinking there for a second, you know, how would it feel to like fuck a girl who's like half white, half Indian? I never fucked an Indian girl, and they're really not on my list either. But half white, half Indian, I think I'd fuck one of those. But like I said, you know, her deal is that I put the thing up on my OnlyFans. You can wear a bag on your head or a mask or something like that shit. But, you know, unlike Coach Bitchpill, I'm not a freak of nature. Also, unlike Coach Bitchpill, I like women, but not to the point where I'm willing to, like, fuck a girl on camera, especially when her fucking incel beta male cuck boyfriend is right there. So, this lady right here, she lives the alpha male, the alpha female lifestyle, where she can hop on a jet, go anywhere in the world, and fuck hot dudes and get paid for it. You know, the alpha female lifestyle, guys, is hopping on jets, going wherever you want, and fucking hot bitches. That's the alpha male lifestyle. Now, she had the alpha female lifestyle where they hop on jets, go wherever they want, and fuck hot dudes. This is a lifestyle, guys, that every woman out there wants, okay, guys? No woman says, I want to be married, I want to have kids. No, 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 no. These women, they want to hop on jets, they want to travel the world, they want to fuck hot dudes, no strings attached, and they want to get paid money for it, okay? All these PUAs, all these grifters, all these right-wing guys who tell you, oh, bro, you just gotta maintain frame, you have to grab your junk and walk around town saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, that's the only way you can get a bitch to respect you. None of that bullshit is true, guys, okay? And that's because women wanna be free. They wanna travel the world, they wanna fuck hot dudes, and they wanna get paid for it. Unfortunately, for a lot of women, that's not a possibility. So what ends up happening is that they marry some oofy doofy who ends up funding their lifestyle. And this is very important for, this video is important for two reasons, okay, guys? Reason number one, for you Muslim sales out there, a lot of you Muslim sales who believe that you have to get married, otherwise Allah is going to send you to hell, which is not true at all, by the way. A lot of you Muslim sellers out there are going to get married to women who are out of your league, meaning that they're hot while you're short, brown, and fugly, and you're going to think to yourself, yo man, that PUA course I took, or maintaining frame, bro, or listening to the mullah, becoming a doctor, getting a lot of money, and all of a sudden this hot woman now likes me. A lot of you guys out there are going to think, you know, Allah finally graced you with a beautiful wife, when the reality of the matter is she's going to use you, she's going to abuse you. I know of a Muslim cell right now who's married to a girl who is way above his league. He's almost 6K in debt just trying to marry this girl. And in all likelihood, guys, even though the guy is making, you know, five figures, she's probably gonna drain his bank account. And, you know, before she makes it big on her own, she's probably gonna divorce rape him. And she already wants to start her business. And, you know, guess whose money she's gonna use to start her business, right? Her oofy-doofy Muslim cell husband. So a lot of you Muslim dudes out there, you're gonna find yourself in a position where women are gonna use and abuse you. I was in that position 8 years ago, as you guys know. But when I figured out, like, this bitch married me so she can take my money, come to America, I fled Egypt, I came to America, hired a lawyer, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I ended up divorcing the whole, and that was the end of that. A lot of you Muslim sales out there, first of all, you're too damn thirsty to realize that you're being used and abused. Secondly, if you get married to the whole in America, guess what? It's GG for you. Even though you might be married for a couple of weeks, she can find ways to screw you over. Even if she has to call the FBI and say, hey, he's a terrorist, he's gonna blow up fucking the Empire State Building or some dumb shit like that, you know, they're gonna haul you away, throw you in Guantanamo Bay for like a very long time, and the girl, ain't nobody gonna touch the girl, you know. So you Muslim sales out there, very important for you to understand that if a girl and she is hotter than you and she all of a sudden shows interest in you because you're making $10,000 a month, or you're gonna inherit money from your parents, or you come from a rich family, it's simply because she sees you as a beta box deluxe, like hard-hitting truth. Now known as what's hard hitting health truth, now known as woman maxer or sex maxer. Does anybody know what ever happened to hard hitting truth? I used to clone his videos from Rumble and YouTube, but I don't know where he is, man. I used to he actually makes good videos, and like me, he's a fellow Jew, and I always found him to be entertaining with a lot of good truth bombs in there. So if any of you guys out there know whatever happened to hard-hitting Health J, now known as Woman Maxer or Whore Maxing, yes, Whore Maxing. If you guys know what happened to Whore Maxing, let me know in the comment section, especially if he has another channel on Rumble. I can start replicating that on MGTOW.TV. So you guys don't want to be a beta box deluxe for some sharmuta who's gonna use you, abuse you, then kick you to the curb. Like I said, this dude, this Muslim cell that I know, he's now making five figures, but he's already almost six figures in debt just so he can marry this bitch. Not to mention that he actually gave her a dowry. Not gonna say exactly how much because he might be watching this video, but let's just say he gave her enough money to put her into a good college, at least for the first year or two, okay? a lot of you Muslim sailors, and you guys gotta understand, this really good. In the Islam, in the Muslim community, there is no longer a stigma of divorce. Like, a lot of Muslim women, they didn't want to get married, so they don't have the stigma of getting divorced from a Muslim still. But now, what a lot of Muslim women are doing, because here's the thing, dudes, like, you just can't open an OnlyFans account and all of a sudden expect to make $100 million a year like Sophie Rain, okay? Welfare, shit like that, you simply can't say, I got a vagina, give me money, government, okay? So women are finding out, and also at the same time, you know, even though you might be on the hot side, fucking Christian Grey is not gonna show up to every woman who's like an 8 on the scale, okay? So again, a lot of these Muslim women, a lot of these hijabis are realizing that Big Daddy government isn't gonna give me $10,000 a month simply because I got a vagina. Opening an OnlyFans account is no guarantee that I'm gonna make $10,000 a month. Christian Grey is not gonna propose to me. So the closest thing for them to realize their dreams is to marry a rich Muslim sale, aka Oofy Doofy, milk him for everything he has, and then when she's about to take off, or when that guy no longer has money to provide her, wham, bam, thank you, loser, she throws you in the garbage can. So this is what a lot of Muslim women are doing nowadays. They're beta hunting, and a lot of Muslim sales are like, oh, Allah has finally blessed me, I'm a good Muslim boy, I pray, I fast, and this girl who's out of my league, she now likes me because I'm a good provider. But the reality of the matter is, she's using you, abusing you, and the second she can take off on her own, or she no longer can get money from you, she's gonna kick you to the curb. And that's actually best case scenario, because if you have kids with her, guess what, you're gonna be paying alimony and child support probably for a good 20-21 years. And even if you don't have kids with her, if she's actually vindictive, she'll simply call the FBI on you, lie and claim you're a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and you're like gonna go blow up the Eiffel Tower. Obviously it's all lies, but you know what, you're gonna be sent to Guantanamo Bay for God knows how many years, and nothing is gonna happen to the bitch, okay? So that's for you Muslim sales. For everybody else out there watching this video, women don't want marriage. This is what you guys gotta understand. I've been saying this for decades before I even got onto the internet, okay? And I've been saying this fucking from my first video in 2018. Women don't want marriage, okay? They want to sleep around, make their own money, have fun. Remember when I used to make those videos, guys, where I said all feminism really is female nature, raw, uncut, and out in the open. All feminism is women who want to have fun. That's all feminism really is, okay, guys? They don't want marriage, okay? They don't want a strong alpha male. They don't want a good provider. They don't want somebody who's like, grabbing his junk, walking around town saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. That's not what they're looking for, okay? Now, the woman who might look for a dude like that are usually sub-4 women who are not hot enough to get attention from even a freaking dog. But like one guy said, like one Muslim convert said to me years ago in a YouTube comment section, what is it with you Muslim dudes, like from the age of 20 to 30, working your ass off, making $250,000 as a lawyer or a business owner or a doctor, but yet you marry a woman who's a fucking 2 out of 10, you know? You guys don't want to be that guy, okay? You guys don't want to be the dude who makes $250,000 a year and you marry some ugly bitch simply because she's so freaking ugly that not even a dog will look at her. So she's gonna be stuck with you whether you like it or not, or whether she likes it or not. And again, that's not fair for the kids, you know, especially your male kid. If you're unattractive and she's fugly, well, guess what? Your kid is gonna be hella ugly, you know? Like, for real, dudes, I get laid based off of looks, okay, guys? As you guys can see in the camera, I'm not Coach Pitchbill fugly, I'm not Yogi Ob short, and I'm definitely not Dan Bilzerian stupid. And yes, guys, we're now gonna add Dan Bilzerian into the mix, so... Yogi Obes is short, he's like 5'4". Coach Bitchbill is fugly, and Dan Bilzerian is a fucking retard, okay? Yes, Dan Bilzerian knows who the fuck I am, by the way. And now he's on the list. So we're gonna start making videos about Dan Bilzerian really soon, okay? So, and for those of you who want to know why Dan Bilzerian is on the list, it's because when I was running for, U.S. House of Representative, he called me out and he said, you'll never make it. Which, in a way, is kind of true, because I did drop out of U.S. House of Representative, but I am on the ballot for Florida House of Representative. But still, he's on a list. Anyway, guys, going back to the point of this video that I was trying to get at for you guys out there, is that don't think for a second that decent looking women want marriage, okay? So the super hot women, the ones who are dime pieces, the ones who are 8 and above, they want to monetize their vagina. That's all there is to it, dudes, okay? The ones who are 4 and below, yeah, they'll settle for you because, well, they have no other option. But is that fair to you, okay? If she's ugly at the age of 20, well, guess how she's gonna look at the age of 45, right? It's also gonna be very, very unfair to your male sons if you have children with this ugly-ass bitch, okay? Now, the woman in the middle, okay, guys? The ones that are 5 to, let's say, a 7, okay? Like, the ones in the middle, the girl next door, the woman that we all want, including myself, guess what? She don't want to have a relationship, because like Alafay here on MGTOW TV said a couple of years ago, he said, look at one of my exes, she's decent looking, she has a good shoulder, she has a good head on her shoulder, and she's making good money, she has a decent career, so if she wants to stay at home at night, watch a Netflix movie, eat a cup of ice cream, she can do that. Nobody's gonna tell her no. And if it's that time of the month and she's DTF, she's down to fuck, all she has to do is get Chad from Tinder. And I told you guys, it's actually easier for Chad from Tinder to get laid than it is easier for you to order a pizza. You know, for you to order a pizza online, you have to go through what? 4 or 5 steps. First of all, you have to find the pizza you want. Then you have to customize the pizza. Then you add it to your shopping cart. Then you have to input your address and your delivery time. And then you have to select your payment method. So for you to order pizza, you need to go through 5 freaking steps to order a pizza on the internet. Now, all a woman has to do to get laid by Chad from Tinder is find one of the many Chads who are in her inbox, simply write to him, hey, H-E-Y, and he writes back, sup, S-U-P, she writes back, my house, address, and guess what, that's it. So all a woman has to do to get laid by Chad from Tinder is simply write 2 messages to Chad from Tinder. Hey, here's my address, and Chad will actually make it to her door quicker than the pizza will, okay, guys? this is facts. This is not even a freaking personal opinion. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, it's not that easy for women to order chat from Tinder, you know? Guys, how many dudes made fucking videos where they catfish hoes on the internet by having a picture of a hot chad, and in their description they'd say, I'm a mass murderer, I did a little kid, and the woman just don't give a fucking, they don't care, okay? All they want is that guy to be inside of them. That's all they care for, okay, guys? So, this is all the woman out there, okay, guys? Cannot stress this enough. Women who are 8 and above, they want to... Oh, no. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Is that him? Damn. I almost got... You guys see that? You guys see all that white coming out? Is that the mechanic? I hope to God that's not the mechanic. Please don't be the mechanic. Yeah, some guy was driving in a white van, and beat up white van. He passed, he was actually gonna hit my truck, and then he just swerved at the last second, and he's now like 300 feet in front of me. Please God, don't be the mechanic. Imagine a mechanic is gonna fix your truck, yet he drives a piece of shit car that was fucking letting out is that him? No, he's a black dude. My mechanic sounded as if he was either Hispanic. No, my mechanic sounded like he was Middle Eastern. I would take a Middle Eastern mechanic. Middle Eastern mechanics are okay, guys. Like, Middle Eastern mechanics are good. Indian mechanics are really good. You want to know why Middle Easterners and Indian mechanics are really good, even though they have, like, low IQ? It's because cars back in the old country, you know, back in the old country, guys, they don't drive brand new cars, you know. They drive cars that have been on the road for 15, 20, 30 years. So, and they don't work with advanced technology over there. So, of course, they have to be good at cars. Because, again, cars in the Middle East and in India, Africa, 15, 20, 30 years old. The mechanics don't have the latest and greatest technology. So they have to be good mechanics, whether they like it or not. So an Arab mechanic, even an Indian mechanic, is actually a plus, if you ask me. Yeah, this black dude, he looked like he was smoking pot, you know. You know the black guys who look like they smoke pot, you know, pants sagging, shit like that. Yeah, he just came out of the car, looked at his exhaust, and that's not my mechanic. But yeah, that motherfucker was about ready to hit my motherfucking truck like fucking 4 minutes ago, dudes. Like, for real, that guy had probably less than 100 feet before he hit my truck, man. That would have been really bad. My mechanic should be coming any minute right now. Hopefully he'll be here in the next couple of minutes. But like I was saying, guys, you only have like three types of women. The dime pieces, you know, the women who are like 8 and above, they want to monetize their pussy. Because, I mean, think about it from a woman's perspective, okay, dudes? Think about it from a hot woman's perspective. I'm a fucking hot woman, okay? My pussy is like a Ari Spears, a black comedian, once said. Every woman has a lottery ticket between her legs. If you're like a sub 4, you have a lottery ticket that's probably worth a husband who's gonna make, you know, $3,000, maybe $5,000 a month, okay? If you are a sub 4 woman. But if you are a hot woman, like Sophie Rain, well, you have a pussy that can make you millions of dollars a year, okay? So all these hot women out there, they're like, hey, I'm hot, my pussy is worth millions of dollars. Obviously, they don't want to be with some dude, some average Joe making, you know, four, five, you know, even if you're making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, you know, a woman who's like Sophie Rain, a woman who's like, who's hot, she doesn't want to be with a guy making even $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, because, hey, my pussy can make me $1 million a year. You know, my pussy can get me flown out. My pussy can get me into Dubai. My pussy can get me onto a private yacht. So these hot woman guys, they want to monetize their pussy and they want to get as much out of their pussy as they possibly can. And hey, more power to them. Now, the sub 4 woman out there, guys, they have no choice. So they're going to settle and they're going to make your life a miserable hell simply because they settled for you, okay? Guys, I know a lot of Muslims out there who married ugly women simply because she's not going to cheat on them. Not because she's loyal, but because she has no other option. But a lot of these Muslim dudes, guys, the number of Muslim guys who cheat on their fugly ass wife is astronomical, you know. I don't have a problem with men cheating on their ugly wife because, you know, she's fucking ugly. But think about your motherfucking children, especially the male child. If you're ugly, just imagine how fucking ugly your male child will be. So, the woman who are between 5 and 7, okay, these women, guys, they got a good career. They got a good head on their shoulders and they just don't want to have anything to do with outside of having Shad coming over and dropping a nuclear bomb inside her vagina. They really don't want to have anything to do with the dudes, you know. So maybe every couple of weeks they'd go out to the, you know, when I had the Egyptian shawarma food truck in downtown Jensen Beach, I know this girl, man. She'd be coming over to our truck almost every night with a different dude, you know. So, and these dudes didn't get laid. Because I remember the dudes would come back to our food truck, you know, by themselves. Because our food is that good. And I'd be like, hey, how are you and so-and-so doing? He'd be like, oh, she bro, we were just going out, you know. It wasn't anything official. Yeah, dude, she used you for a foodie call. Now, I don't tell him that because, you know, I want him as a customer myself, you know. So that worked in my favor, you know. As a restaurant owner, when a woman has a foodie call and she brings a dude to your food establishment, to your restaurant or food truck, hey, you want to really say, hey, dude, she's using you for a free meal? Not to mention our food is like, what, $10, $15? So obviously, homeboy ain't going to be in the poorhouse. And again, he gets to have great shawarma. And we got a lifetime customer right there. Anyway, so, but the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that a lot of these women out there, they don't want marriage. They don't even want children. Because the only reason women had children in the past is simply so they can tie a man down, okay? In today's current world order, women don't need to tie a man down because if a woman has her own career, we all know that corporations prefer to hire women. We all know the government prefers to hire women. So what the fuck are women gonna do with a man, let alone having kids? They don't want that, okay, guys? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there say, well, when a woman becomes old, who's gonna take care of her? Stuff like that. Guys, women will manage, okay, guys? It's not like a woman is gonna be fucking 75 years old and she's gonna be like, oh shit, I don't have a man, I don't have kids, I'm gonna die all alone. Guys, genuinely, women don't care, okay? Women are so narcissistic. Women are so into this world that they genuinely don't care. In fact, women would actually die happy knowing that they died as proud man-hating feminists. They'll die happy knowing that they didn't get more men into this world. And they'll die happy knowing that they didn't have to serve anybody but themselves. In other words, women are gonna be hedonistic, and as women grow older, they tend to become hedonistic. They tend to care only about themselves. So women are not out there in old age shopping for women. Like, for example, I know a lot of old Muslim women, they're not looking for a man. Why would they look for a man for, you know? They either got money from their father, they either got money from their dead husbands. Why the fuck would they go out there and have to be subservient or even put up with another man in their life, you know. They would much rather live in the house that their father or husband gave to them, whatever salary or welfare or whatever they get from the government, they get to use that to live off of. So woman will be fine, dudes, okay? Don't think that the woman is gonna be like, oh shit, I'm 75, I ain't got kids, I ain't got a man, my life is over. No, dudes, no. Woman ain't gonna go down crying like that, okay? They're gonna go down happy, they're gonna go down, you know, with fulfilled lifestyle, and hey, more power to them. Because, you know, why should woman have a... Damn, it's beginning to fucking rain and lightning and all that bullshit. So, why should... I don't know who said it. Somebody in MGTOW TV said it. Was it Coach Greg Adams, Sandman, or TFM? But somebody in the MGTOW community said it. Why should woman put up this charade, live an unhappy life with a guy who's not happy himself? This, as we know in the MGTOW community, feminism was the greatest thing to happen to us, because feminism freed us from... Feminism freed us men from having to serve some ungrateful hoe who never wanted to be with us in the first place, but she did so simply because she had no other option, okay, guys? So feminism worked out great for women because it liberated women. It worked out great for us men because it liberated us men. Now you guys gotta understand and understand this good, you know? Just because women don't wanna be with a man and don't want to have kids, that doesn't necessarily mean that they, if the right dude came by, and when I say right dude, I'm talking about fucking Christian Grey, Batman, multi-billionaire, hot, rich, flamboyant dude. Okay, let's get that out in the open right now. If you are the Christian Grey type, you will get pussy. You will have children. Women are looking for that dude. They're not looking for a beta bucks deluxe. They're not looking for average looking dude. No. They're looking for hot Christian Grey, multimillionaire, private jet, yacht out in the Mediterranean. Those are the guys that woman will stick to. Those are the guys that woman will have children with. The common man, it's GG for the common man. And guys, like, before we became an agriculture-based society, one dude would have 17 women, okay, guys? One big dick alpha male, fuck the whole universe, he would have 17 women, okay? We're going back to the days of Pharaoh. We're going back to the days where men have 17 plus women. In fact, Islam, even though Islam is only 1500 years old, Islam commands us to have 4 wives, okay? What does that tell you? The 80-20 rule. 80% of the women want 20% of the men. Now, vast majority of women want less than 5% of the men. Okay, guys? So, women are holding up for the top men to have children with, okay? This is why I'm a big supporter of the harem system, okay, guys? The guy just texted me, he's 2 minutes away, and I'm almost done, okay? The harem system, guys, is a side hoe with benefits. The harem system, guys, is simply you having multiple women, and you take care of them. Like, hey, bitch, I'm going to fucking Cancun. Which one of you hoes is coming with me, you know? Hey, Which one of you dumb hoes wanna get fucking pregnant with my child, right? That's the harem system. Okay, guys? The harem system is side hoe with benefits. That is the future of relationships. And again, can't be average looking, can't be average salary. You gotta be fucking Christian Grey if you want to have decent woman and want to have children moving on into the future. Unless, of course, you're an ancient nigger, because we all know women love ancient niggers, especially having kids with them. But anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Now I'll let you know what the fuck happened with this truck at the end. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.